Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. I suffer from an habitual impulse to look at news media. Throughout the day, I'll consult news websites on my phone or when home, flick on one of the numerous 24-hour news channels. I've come to see I'm something of a voyeur, since to date there is nothing I've contributed that has changed the effect of the news in any way. This is not entirely true, because on occasion I pause and pray, but only sadly on occasion. One thing is self-evident. News media is primarily pessimistic. There are few voices, platforms that speak of life's positive opportunities, even amidst the chaos of climate change, innumerable wars with mass displacement of people, and the horrors of drought, disease, and famine. Even domestic news paints a picture that awakens fresh fears within the human heart, confronted with aging, decline, and disease. The challenge left to Joshua by Moses was itself daunting. God's original intention of entering the promised land, as yet unfulfilled, was now his commission. Little did he know what awaited him. Yet God's only words of advice were to be courageous and faith-filled. 2 millennia later, the advice is no different. All we have to meet the challenge of tomorrow is faith built upon our confidence in God. This is the seed for our optimism, the victory of hope over despair. Maintaining such optimism in the face of both reality and the fears that so easily assault our minds is itself difficult. Joshua was experienced in battle as he faced his new opportunity in crossing the Jordan. Yet God didn't talk with him about the skills he might need to rely on. God's preparation was to remind him of who he was in relation to God. The emphasis was upon his need for God and God's promise to be present with him. Again, we can draw great optimism from such a message. Even when overwhelmed by life experience, I can rest assured of God's promise and God's provision. The airwaves may be filled with stories of doom and gloom, some self-evident, many merely imagined, yet I can choose to take my stand in God with confidence. Entry into the promised land wasn't plain sailing. Joshua had to make adjustments due to circumstance, and he made mistakes. However, he consistently returned to God and practiced the wisdom entrusted to him on the eve of the crossing of the Jordan. One reason I've deliberately reduced my newsfeed, attempting to break a lifelong habit built on an unspecified need to be informed, is because it too often misdirects me and I lose sight of God. It fills my heart with pessimism and narrowly focuses my thinking on myself and my felt needs. I lose my sense of God's perspective and all too easily miss my way. As we enter into the God space today, optimism, that quality of being full of hope, is easily lost. Its opposite, pessimism, has the capacity to steal your confidence and raise your anxiety. God invites you, like Joshua, to take heart from the fact that God is with you always. Amen. Optimism is strangely difficult to sustain, or so I find. Like most things, it is a learned approach to life, one God has been schooling me in for quite some time now. Now, if you've anything that you'd like to talk over, any questions or comments, then write to me, micah.jazz@premier.org.uk, and I look forward to writing back to you in person and in confidence as soon as I can. And please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our Voice of Hope family to follow along with these daily meditations at home, in print or direct to your favourite mobile device. Or call 0207 316 1487 and you can request your own copy there. Also join me this Sunday for Premier Life and also for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.